Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Highs around 90 today under mainly sunny skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight, lows of aloft around 56. Sunshine expected tomorrow, high of 89. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 79.
Mid-America Network News. Firefighters with the Topeka Fire Department responded to a house fire on Monday that caused over $18,000 in damage to several homes. Around 11:30 p.m., fire crews were called to the reports of a two-story house with smoke and flames coming out. No one was inside the home and no injuries were reported. A neighboring house had an estimated $10,000 in structural damage, and a house on the other side had estimated $4,000 in damage. Governor Laura Kelly has directed flags throughout the state to be lowered to half staff from sunup to sundown tomorrow to honor those who lost their lives in the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001. Governor Kelly said, "We will never forget the thousands who were injured and the nearly 3,000 Americans whose lives were tragically taken during an act of terrorism 23 years ago." I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Liberty Utilities is investing in new power generating equipment for its Riverton power plant. The oldest remaining generators at the plant will soon be removed to make way for new industrial gas turbines, complete with the latest in power generating technology. They will replace two aging generators built in the 1960s. Because of their age, spare parts for repairs are no longer made by the manufacturer. Did you know that you could see a jellyfish in Kansas? It's true. It was first recorded in the U.S. in the 1880s in Pennsylvania. In Kansas, it has been spotted several times in isolated areas. The jellyfish have been found in a pond in Tonganoxie, Melvern Lake, an outdoor minnow breeding tank in Wakarusa, and a quarry near Mound Ridge. The latest sighting was in 2020 in Melvern Lake, which was reported to the Sternberg Museum of Natural History in Hays, who did a Facebook live video about it, showing off the samples. I'm Stephanie Austin.
As a farm or ranch owner, you've invested heavily in your agribusiness, especially in your livestock. Protecting them from accidents, fires, and other natural disasters is crucial for your farm's success. At Blue Valley Insurance, we recognize the importance of your animals as assets to your livelihood. Visit our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville to explore comprehensive livestock insurance options tailored to your needs. Safeguard your farm's future with Blue Valley Insurance today.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kimball Elementary School ended up wrapping up last week, holding its first deposit day of student savings programs, which brought more than $563 into the school by the students. According to the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska, the school partnered with First Tier Bank, bringing an in-school bank to the elementary school called the Longhorn Branch. They say that the bank employees visit the school to set up the bank and the library with the help of 5 sixth grade students as the bank tellers. So far, more than 58 students have signed up to participate in the program, with 49 of those participating on opening day. In a statement from the elementary school principal, they say the program is truly trying to raise financially responsible kiddos, and that's giving one more opportunity to give exposure to that issue. With the partnership of the First Tier Bank, they say they also match the student's first deposit of up to $5, so matching the first dollar for every deposit that was made, making a total savings of $803 after the first day.
The biggest artists come to Newkirk and Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Friday, September 20th, El King. In the Baby Daddy's Weekend Tour. In an all-ages show, El King. VIP and reserve seats are available now at 7clans.com. El King's coming to Newkirk. 7 Clans First Council Casino Hotel and Resort, where the winners and the biggest names in music play.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Future prospects for the Marshall County Jail Project were discussed at this last week's commissioners meeting. They plan to meet with Sheriff Tim Ackerman to consider options and try to determine a level of financial resources that may be needed. In light of two failed elections for a new jail facility east of Marysville, consensus was that a new building is not likely. That raised the question as to keeping or selling that ground near Canequip that was planned for the project. Commissioners Keith Bramhall and John Unger seemed in favor of selling it, as the county currently pays taxes, while Fritz Blasky had some reservation, noting that keeping the jail may allow future options. No decisions were made. Two of the three commissioners lost primary election races in August. Rides for Marshall County residents through the public transportation program will be free in September. Contact the Agency on Aging for scheduling. All Marshall County libraries will offer fundamental and advanced computer classes in September and October. The classes are all free, funded through state and federal grant monies. Contact your local public library for more information and sign up. Current schedule begins at the Marysville Public Library this week on the 12th. Waterville, September 19th, and Vermilion, September 28th. In October, at Beatty on the 3rd, Frankfort on the 9th, Axtell on the 10th, and Blue Rapids, October 17th. Again, these fundamental and advanced computer classes are free, open to anyone through their local public library in Marshall County. The scheduled courses will be offered evenings beginning at 5:30. Child care is a critical part of a thriving community, and community members are invited to the Washington County Hospital Wednesday, September 11th, for a facilitated conversation about opening a new daycare in Washington. The hospital has purchased a house for this purpose, but they need the community's ideas and suggestions and input on the next steps to help with the endeavor. The meeting is planned Wednesday, September 11th, 6:30 till 7:30 p.m. in the hospital dining room at Washington Police Center through the basement double doors in the west parking lot. A Beatrice man was arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder as well as two counts of kidnapping and use of a firearm to commit a felony in the fatal shooting of a woman in Beatrice Sunday afternoon. Christopher Michael Milkey reportedly shot 42-year-old Tammy Leslie at a home in the 2200 block of Hillcrest Avenue, after authorities had responded to a call around 4:30 p.m. Saturday from a 19-year-old who reported that they and a 12-year-old child were apparently barricaded inside the residence. The children escaped unharmed with the help of police. Tammy Leslie was killed after she was shot three times with a handgun, resulting in the arrest of Christopher Milkey. An investigation continues. Authority has asked anyone with information as to a possible motive to respond. Also in Beatrice, warrants were served Saturday morning that resulted in the arrest of two individuals suspected in an infant child's death earlier in August. In the case, authorities had reported August 15th to a home in the 1000 block of Herbert Street, where they discovered an unresponsive infant male who died at the Beatrice Hospital. After investigation, Austin James Mine was arrested this past weekend on suspicion of intentional child abuse resulting in death, and the mother, Ashton Zytel, was arrested shortly thereafter at a Beatrice truck stop where she worked on suspicion of negligent child abuse resulting in death. No additional details as to the death have been released. Tammy K. Fredericks, 2-year-old infant daughter of Ryan and Melissa Fredericks, passed away September 6th. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church. Burial in Zion Mount Calvary Cemetery, north of Herkimer. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 9. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for infant Tammy Fredericks. John D. Klepper, age 80, of Pawnee City, passed away September 7th. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Faith Baptist Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Dubois Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for John Klepper. Harold L. Hewley, age 94, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the United Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Czech Moravian Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Christy Anders, funeral home in charge of arrangements for Harold Hula. Joanne Lacey, age 87, of Marysville, passed away September 7th. Services pending with Kinsley's in charge for Joanne Lacey.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the lower 90s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Mostly clear skies overnight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. South winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Mostly sunny skies on Wednesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And mostly clear skies on Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day on Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Starting to stay cooler as we head into Friday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 80s, and mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Staying sunny and still cooler on a Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s, and mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still more sunshine as we head into Sunday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s, then clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-September 83, record high on this date 102, the average low 59, the record low 40. Sunset this evening 7:40, rise in the morning at 7:05.
It doesn't have majestic looks, a pleasing call, or beautiful colors, but the American crow has something other birds don't. We will explain next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 10th. It is the 254th day of the year, and musician Jose Feliciano celebrates his 79th birthday. Black crows have an unfortunate reputation as bad omens, perhaps because they are natural scavengers. Folklore often associates them with death or ill fortune. But if you look past the superstitions, you'll find one of the most intelligent and fascinating creatures around. A crow can recognize and remember faces, meaning they'll hold a grudge if you've threatened them. but they've also been known to bring gifts to those who feed them. They fashion tools to access food and use bait to attract prey. And they enjoy play as well, sliding on ice, tug of war, and swinging from branches are some of their favorite pastimes. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the numbers are in, according to the NFL, for some of the highest paid quarterbacks in the entire National Football League. As Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott came in as the highest paid player for NFL history as of Sunday this week, signing a new four-year, $240 million extension with more than $231 million guaranteed in the deal. According to the report, the deal also featured more than $80 million in signing bonuses, as Prescott is now the only NFL player to earn more than $60 million a year in the NFL. And the big question now is, where does Kansas City Chiefs Patrick Mahomes fall on that list for paid quarterbacks in the NFL? Is in 2020, Mahomes did sign a 10-year extension worth $503 million, being the first athlete to have a $500 million contract. And with his contract equating to more than $45 million a year, he doesn't even hit the top 10, as the top 10 in the nation include Dak Prescott, Joe Burrow, Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, and others.
Sandlian Auto Salvage. Don't let that rusting metal in your yard just sit there. Get cash today by taking it to Sandlian Iron and Metal. Locally owned and offering free pickup, Sandlian Iron and Metal will take that old car or truck off your hands.
No matter big or small,
we take it all. Plus, if you need parts for an old vehicle, check out our inventory list and find the right part at the right price. Sandlian Iron and Metal, 3059 North Hoover Street, and make sure to find us online at sandlianautosalvage.com. The outdoors are calling, and it's time to get off the road. Now's the time to visit Wichita Tractor for work or play. Wichita Tractor is your home for anything from Bad Boy mowers to New Holland, Kubota, Land Pride, Polaris, and so many more.
Plus, you can shop new or pre-owned.
And make sure to check out their parts department. It's Wichita Tractor. Locations in Wichita and Hutchinson. Online at WichitaTractor.com. And make sure to see their booth this year at the Kansas State Fair. Wichita Tractor. It's time to get off the road.
After the death of a high school quarterback in the state of Alabama, high school football coaches across the state of Kansas say they are focusing on safety measures when it comes to the fall football season for the youth in the state, saying it's a great time to self-reflect on the safety of the kids that are playing on the field.
I can't imagine what those folks are going through down there, having that kind of thing happen.
Something that it tears at you, and it also reminds you that you make sure you dot your I's and cross your T's.
That audio from WIBW, where they say with the technology that continues to improve and proper training from coaches to the students, they're hoping that it's going to be a safe fall school year for the high school athletes.
It's evolved to where it should be after the research and the development of that. So I think we're much more conscientious about it than what we used to be back in the day, which is a great thing.
Coaches are highly educated on proper way to teach tackling and how to teach blocking. We emphasize it.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Up to date with high school football, tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Max Blasky will visit with Southern and Diller Odell on Mondays, Centralia and Axtell Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursdays, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. Plus, they're available as a podcast on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media. Scores and updates, game nights, too. Listen for the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show on KNDY.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Daffodils provide a cheery presence in the spring garden and are a surefire way to chase away the winter blues. These fall-planted bulbs return each year, require no maintenance, and are not bothered by deer or other pests. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Yellow trumpet daffodils are classics, but there are many other flower styles and colors to choose from. Double flowering types like long-lasting lemon yellow Sherborne feature multiple rows of petals, and some varieties look more like peonies than daffodils. Multi-flowering varieties like Beautiful Eyes display several flowers on each stem. Split corona daffodils like Cassata provide unexpected beauty and make lovely cut flowers. The cups on these daffodils are divided into segments that are pressed back against the petals. These are just a few of the many choices that are available for your gardens, containers, and spring bouquets. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
C&K Services appreciates the military, first responders, and volunteers who entered the rubble on 9/11 to search for survivors. Please raise the flag on September 11th to honor them and remember the fallen. From the patriotic staff of C&K Services in Sabetha, always proud to support the United States military. This Patriot Day, Laughlin Hoovitt Funeral Home recalls the tragic events of 9/11 that took thousands away from their families. This Patriot Day, take a moment of silence to remember them. From Laughlin Hoovitt Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity. Proud to support the troops. Beatrice Health and Rehab remembers the tragic attack on 9/11 and knows the men and women of the military continue the fight against terrorism. From your proud supporters at Beatrice Health and Rehab, just 3 blocks north of the water tower, enhancing the lives we touch by providing compassionate quality care.
Mark your counters for an unforgettable performance by the Oak Ridge Boys.
I heard it better from a friend of mine.
With special guest Rockland Road at the Kansas State Fair on Sunday, September 15th at 3 p.m. With a career spanning 5 decades, the Oak Ridge Boys have earned numerous awards and delivered hits like Elvira and Bobby Sue. Don't miss this legendary quartet. Tickets start at only $30 and include gate admission. Get tickets at KansasStateFair.com today.
Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel remembers the shock, devastation, and heartache of Americans during and after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Thank you to the United States military for continuing to fight terrorism worldwide. From Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn, prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
When these French Catholics learned that the British Protestants had taken over, they weren't pleased, but it may be the reason this city still exists today. Story is this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This town on the banks of the Mississippi River dates to well before the founding of the nation.
The village started out in the late 1740s, and it was really an agricultural settlement to start out with on the bank of the Mississippi River. And a lot of the original inhabitants were actually French Canadians.
Jim Baker says many Canadians came here and settled on both sides of the river to farm the rich alluvial soil. When the French lost the French and Indian War in the 1760s, lives were impacted here.
They turned over what was Quebec and Canada to the British, a big chunk of modern-day United States from the Alleghenies to the Mississippi, but the land they held west of the Mississippi River was turned over to Spain. And so there was a Spanish government here, and suddenly all those French people on the Illinois side became British subjects, which they didn't find very amusing.
St. Genevieve grew as French Catholics moved across the river, so they would be under the Spanish Catholic government rather than the Protestant British government. St. Genevieve was under Spanish control for nearly 40 years.
In 1800, a secret treaty, the Treaty of San Ildefonso, transferred the territory from Spain back over to France. And the Spanish figured out they weren't really making any money in the Louisiana Territory. And so France was powerful enough again by that time, they gave the territory right back to France.
Then France sold the land to the United States just 3 years later as part of the Louisiana Purchase. Even though that transaction took place over two centuries ago, much of the old town remains. That's next time as we travel the countryside. In St. Genevieve, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be a household auction with furniture, appliances, and miscellaneous, as well as real estate in Waterville, selling for the Gail Repke Family Trust Saturday, September 14th, 10 a.m. Appliances include a top-load washer and electric dryer, 20-cubic-foot upright freezer, 18-cubic-foot refrigerator, easy-go golf cart with charger. Furniture includes a china hutch, dining table, 4 swivel roller chairs, 3 cushion couch, Lazy Boy oversized recliner, 2 king pillow top beds, couple of chest of drawers, small kitchen appliances, patio table with 6 wicker armchairs, some hand tools, lawn and garden supplies, and miscellaneous. Real estate sells at noon. It's a modern 2-bedroom, 2-bath, ranch style, with full unfinished basement, attached oversized 2-car garage on a shaded corner lot. For inspection, contact Olmsted Real Estate. This real estate and household auction Saturday, September 14th, begins at 10 a.m. at 206 North Colorado in Waterville. Real estate, the house sells at noon. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Give your chickens a block treat to provide extra nutrition and entertainment as they peck at it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You can buy flock blocks ready-made off the shelf or make your own as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Instinct to peck at something. When you set out a block treat for them, they're entertained with the pecking and also get some nutrition. Block treats aren't meant to replace your flock's regular feed. They're formulated to provide supplemental energy, vitamins, and minerals. Peter Friquette is an extension poultry nutritionist at North Carolina State University. He says when you're shopping for a commercially made block treat, look for a good nutritional mix.
It should contain some grain, could be corn, cracked corn, could be oats, some wheat possibly in there, and then some protein sources, things like rapeseed meal, or could be flaxseed, a good one is sunflower seeds.
It's not hard to make your own block treats out of scratch grains and other foods that your birds like. It's like making a big cookie, but the challenge is finding a way to hold it all together.
If it's in the wintertime and it's cold, you can stick things together with tallow, beef fat that turns solid. You'd have to experiment where it's just enough to hold it together. You could also use some beeswax or paraffin, the edible type. And so it's like a wax, and you can mix that, and it'll hold it together. The benefit of using like a tallow or some sort of a wax is that when you press it together and it rains, it doesn't fall apart.
Some people use a package of clear gelatin and put everything into a mold. You can also cook up some oatmeal, mix it together with your grains, and press it into a big ball. When it dries, it'll hold together. If you include raw ingredients such as eggs or meat, be sure to cook your treats in a 300-degree oven until they reach an internal temperature of 150 degrees. This will kill any bacteria that can make your chickens sick. You'll find more tips and recipes for making block treats at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
There are two kinds of people in this world. Those who are prepared for financial setbacks and those who aren't. I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. The folks who are prepared have an emergency fund. This is money set aside in a savings account for when you're hit with an unplanned expense, something that falls outside your budget or overwhelms it. If you don't have an emergency fund, debt is your only other option. You have to use a credit card when the car breaks down or the water heater explodes. Don't let that happen. Set a goal to save $1,500. Then keep going until you have 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses in the bank. Then, if you lose your job or suffer some other financial setback, you'll be prepared. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance, from your app store.
A look at the debate over using agricultural land for solar energy projects today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Mixing solar energy generation with agriculture. There's definitely two sides to that coin. The National Ag Law Center recently hosted a webinar on whether agriculture and solar can coexist. One of the presenters, Peggy Kirk Hall, an ag law professor at The Ohio State University, says there's some tension about the topic.
A lot of concerns about the footprint and farmland protection issues and the loss of agricultural land to solar development, particularly prime agricultural soils. There are also concerns about the effects on our local agricultural infrastructure and services and economy and what the continued loss of those acreages mean for those agricultural economies.
On the other hand, says Hall,
I think that dairy operation seems a prime possibility for an agrivoltaics project. We lease out some of the land for solar, and then we incorporate a forage production project into that solar array, and that forage then is used for the dairy.
There's a link to the webinar on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
There will be a land auction, 703 acres Marshall County farmland, selling for the Brockstermann Trust Friday, September 13th in Frankfort, and includes crop and pasture land to be sold in five tracts. Tract 1 is 237 acres, more or less, the west edge of Lillis, west of the tracks along 27th Road and Bobcat Lane. 201 acres of crop land in Cleveland Township, 85% half-bottom ground and half-terraced, with a balance in timbered grassland along Irish Creek. Tract 2 is 61 acres, more or less, adjoining Tract 1 west of the tracks at Lillis and starts 3/4 mile north of Bobcat Lane. 88% Irish Creek bottom, the balance in timber along Irish Creek, all cropland is in one field. Tract 3 is 90 acres, more or less, fenced pasture with pond water, located a mile west of Lillis on Bobcat Lane, which is along a good rock road 5 miles east of K-99. Tract 4 is 159 acres, more or less, southwest of Lillis in Cleveland Township, 33 acres cropland, the majority in a fenced pasture with two ponds. And Tract 5 is in Clearfork Township, 156 acres more or less, 5 miles south of Frankfort, then a mile west on Apache Lane to 21st Road. This property has roads all around it, and over half cropland includes some hay meadow, grassland, pond, and timber. For inspection and details, contact Olmsted Real Estate. Sale bills online at olmstedrealestate.com. The land auction, Friday, September 13th in Frankfort, begins at 10 a.m. at the Frankfort Legion VFW.
Good Tuesday. Sam's back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. United States agricultural groups are looking for more trade agreements that mean market access overseas. Kent Backus, Executive Director of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, talks about trade being a bigger priority in past years.
Yeah, I think we've seen a big shift in the overall government approach when it comes to trade. When you go back to previous administrations from Bush and Clinton all the way up to the Obama administration, you had a lot of traditional trade agreements that would have the approval of Congress, and they were negotiated by the executive branch, and they helped open up a lot of export markets. Under Trump, you saw a lot of bilateral agreements emerge. You saw a lot of executive trade agreements that kind of didn't necessarily bypass Congress, but you were able to accomplish some similar results with a different path forward.
He did mention that the priority shifted early in the Biden administration. He also says the cattle industry has faced its share of barriers to overseas access.
For the cattle industry, that's huge. When you look at prior to the Korea Free Trade Agreement, we had a 40% markup on our products into Korea. In Japan, it was 38.5%. In Colombia, it was 80%. Because of trade agreements, we were able to remove those barriers, and now we have much more competitive access into those markets. Where the Biden administration has tried to shift is they want to have focus on trade frameworks, which they're not trade agreements, as they like to always clarify, but they focus on some technical aspects. They're trying to focus on non-tariff trade barriers, technical areas, which those are important. We've seen significant gains in other markets when we were able to address those non-tariff barriers in a broader comprehensive trade agreement. But without market access on the table, it's been very difficult to get other trade partners to come to the table.
Again, from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, that was Kent Backus. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news here on this Tuesday, right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you ready for the ultimate striper fishing adventure? Join us at Lake Texoma for a day of excitement and big catches with Jacob Orr's Guaranteed Guide Service.
We caught stripers all day long. These guys know their stuff.
Our experienced guides work hard to make every trip unforgettable. Whether you're a pro or just starting out, we've got you covered.
The thrill of the fight, the joy of the catch, and the beauty of Lake Texoma. There's nothing like it.
Book your trip today and experience the best striper fishing around. Call 903-819-3329 or visit online at ggstexoma.com. That's ggstexoma.com. Guaranteed Guide Service Lake Texoma, where hard work meets great fun on the water. And as always, no fish, no pay. It's time for you to come out and enjoy the ultimate striper fishing adventure at Lake Texoma.
Everything's a little better when it's super. Heroes, markets, sized, and of course, checks. A Super Check gives you an in-depth review of your current insurance coverage with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, no matter who your insurance provider is. That's super cool. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent to make sure you're properly covered at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Insects feeding and living in stored grain is a problem. Good sanitation now is the key to preventing bugs in your bins. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA, and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Insects have insatiable appetites, and the grain in your bin is a bug buffet. Their feeding damages the grain, degrades the quality, and opens up the chance of fungi or other disease agents taking hold. Bob Wright is an entomologist at the University of Nebraska. He says sanitation is your best defense, and the time to do it is now before harvest starts.
You really need to clean out your bin to make sure there's no grain remaining in an empty bin. Do a very thorough cleaning. Also, all the areas outside the bin and all the equipment that's going to be used to transport grain, the grain truck, the auger, other things may have grain left over from last year and there may be insects harbored in those areas. Also clean up any loose grain around the bin.
While you're cleaning, inspect the bin to ensure that it's waterproof and there aren't any cracks or holes where pests can easily get through. There are insecticides approved for grain bins, and he also recommends treating the grain as it's being put in the bin. For the best results, there shouldn't be any old grain still in it.
One thing that we often get questions about, part of a bin has grain in it and they want to add new grain to it. That's not recommended. It's not the ideal situation. It would really be best if you could get the old grain out and either sell it or feed it or put it in another bin and consolidate it rather than adding new clean grain on top of old grain.
Once the grain is stored, inspect it routinely to make sure there aren't any infestations. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for preventing pests in the grain bins at agriculture.com.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building robust fiber networks. We wish all of the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Hearing and respiratory protection are valuable when it comes to harvest time in agriculture. K-State Project Consultant for the Kansas Agriculture Safety and Health Program, Tawny Larson, describes how hearing loss occurs and how people can help protect their lungs. There are many things that can contribute to hearing decline.
So we think a lot about the different levels of noise, and there is high and low noise, and there's also just the volume of the noise and how loud things are. So it would be a good idea to think about how you can protect your hearing. Hearing loss is cumulative, and so one of the things we really worry about is how long you're exposed to different noises and how loud those are. And then what does that look like throughout your life? Because that's why we do see a lot of people that are older that have hearing loss if they've been around large machinery or equipment or animals, livestock, pigs are loud. So we need to just think about the different things that are in our surroundings.
Larson explains different hearing protection devices that adults and children can use.
The acoustical earmuffs are really nice, and they can even be paired with the foam earplugs. And the earmuffs usually reduce noise by about 20 to 30 decibels, and the earplugs alone are 26 to 33 decibels. And so when you can wear those together, it even increases your protection. And one other thing that I think is interesting is that they do have earmuffs for kids, and I think the kids like to wear and do what the adults like, and so they will mimic what you do. So if you wear your hearing protection, then they're more likely to wear theirs.
As people are in dusty and moldy situations, she discusses the options people have to shield their lung health.
There's, you know, the kind of the high-end mask that you can change the cartridges and they fit over your head. You know, practically no one will probably use something like that on a daily basis. But if you are cleaning out an area where there has been grain storage, then it would be recommended to use something like these air purifying respirators. There's different kinds. You can get anything from like a vapor all the way up to a cartridge that will filter out like feed or grain dust. You could use them in a hog pen or something like that as well. So more than likely, an N95 mask is going to be what would work the best. And they will filter out the mold spores. And so be sure that if you use those, that you replace them on a regular basis, because they will get kind of grungy and grimy, and we want them to work the best possible way.
That was project consultant for the Kansas Agriculture Safety and Health Program, Tawny Larson, with things to consider during harvest. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Here are 2024 Kansas State Fair market updates are brought to you by Pop's Place, Toy Factory, and the Hydraulic Shop. All right, let's take a look at how things are shaping up for today in terms of the grains and oilseeds. It's been a rather mixed day today. Choppy two-sided trade pretty much all across the board. Let's start with the cattle markets. October live cattle down a dime at 176.82. December down 7 cents at 176.72. Now, speaking of the feeders, we see quite a bit of positivity. September feeder cattle up 112 at 238.85. October to 235.57. That's up 85 cents. Also, two-sided choppy trade in the hogs. Now, the immediate months are a bit lower, but the later contracts into next year are higher. October lean hogs down 50 cents at 78.30. December down 20 at $70.30 per hundredweight. All right, let's dive through the grains and the oil seeds. Again, it was a higher finish yesterday. However, the row crops are a bit lower today, but wheat, it is positive. That includes Chicago, Spring, Kansas City wheat, all in the green. Let's start with KC wheat. December KC wheat up 8¾ at 584.5. March is at 597¾. That's up 8¾ cents. In terms of oats today, another positive day. December to 366¾. That's up 5¼ cents. Well, let's talk about the row crops. A little bit of negativity, I should say. September corn down 3¼ at 381 a bushel. December to 404¼. That's down 3 cents today. Soybeans are taking the brunt of the hit, and that includes nearly a 20-cent drop in all contracts. September soybeans down 18¼ to 981¾. November, 997¼. That's down 20¾ cents. The meal also sharply lower. September soybean meal down 580 at 312. And soy oil seeing some back and forth trade, but right now in September down 58 at 4103. Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network.
You're going to need a bigger bin to hold KS Mako, the newest high-yielding variety from Kansas Wheat Alliance. It has some of the best wheat streak mosaic virus resistance for central Kansas, but its great quality with above-average protein is the real star of the show. No wonder there's desirable variety list buzz surrounding KS Mako. Contact your Kansas Wheat Alliance dealer to buy KS Mako or visit kswheatalliance.org.
The outdoors are calling, and it's time to get off the road. Now's the time to visit Wichita Tractor for work or play. Wichita Tractor is your home for anything from Bad Boy mowers to New Holland, Kubota, Land Pride, Polaris, and so many more.
Plus, you can shop new or pre-owned.
And make sure to check out their parts department. It's Wichita Tractor. Locations in Wichita and Hutchinson. Online at wichitatractor.com. And make sure to see their booth this year at the Kansas State Fair. Wichita Tractor. It's time.
Lots of new trucks at Fenortis Motor Company in Marysville include a pair of 24 Chevy Silverado 2500 model Z71 package, a 24 Silverado 1500 model Trail Boss, and a 1500 model LTZ71 package. They have a 24 Silverado work truck and a 24 Colorado four-wheel drive work truck at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
The markets headed into the midday mixed, with the Dow Jones lower by 145 points. The S&P had gained 0.17%. The NASDAQ was up by 0.4%. There's been a coup in the corner office at Southwest Airlines, with activist investor Elliott Management pressuring changes in leadership. Today, Southwest announced that executive chairman and former CEO Gary Kelly and six board members will leave their positions early next year. After a weather-related delay overnight, the SpaceX Polaris Dawn has gotten off the ground. Billionaire Jared Isaacman and three others have begun a planned five-day flight to attempt the world's first private spacewalk. Offshore oil and gas producers in the Gulf of Mexico have started evacuating crews and curbing drilling operations as a tropical storm rolls through that region. Francine is expected to make landfall tomorrow in Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Haymas Trucking Incorporated will always remember the tragic events of 9/11 that changed America forever and would like to take this time to honor all the victims of that day and the families who they left behind. From Haymas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair. Smith Auto recalls the tragic events of 9/11 that took thousands of men, women, and children away from their families. This Patriot Day, take a moment of silence to remember them. From all of us at Smith Auto in Pawnee City, we offer quality used auto parts, full or self-serve, front-end alignments, and we buy scrap iron. Cook & Company will never forget the events of 9/11 and holds the victims close to heart. Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.